Well, hello there, and welcome to day 124 of this 365-day journey that I've cunningly titled hashtag 365. My name's Alex Baker, and today I want to talk about a cunning thing that my body has done. It started reacting quite violently at me if I overeat, which I think is really interesting. You know, in years gone by, I could just eat as much as I want, basically, unless it was a Domino's pepperoni passion, in which case it would be hell to pay. But usually it's keep eating. And yeah, I'd feel stuffed and a bit full, but I wouldn't have any like major problems. But now, if I overeat, like I did yesterday, which I'll explain in a second, my stomach feels so tight and so sore. And it's interesting, isn't it, the cues that your body sends to you. Sort of says, no, Alex, don't do that to me again. Why are you doing that to me? Don't eat like that, you fool. I'm going to make you suffer for it. And today I've woken up and I've got this really sore, achy, kind of bloated, tight stomach. But it's all my fault, you know? And you're about to hear a whole slew of excuses. So just warm up those ears, get ready for them, because here they come. Yesterday was a really stressful day at work. Excuse number one. I knew it was going to be stressful. And I knew I was going to be short on time. So I thought, why don't I start the day with a big breakfast? That way, I won't have to worry about lunch. Now, with hindsight, thinking about it now clearly in the cold light of day, that was not a rational thing. That was my chimp talking. And I should have noticed. I should have gone, hang on. By big breakfast, you mean a full English, right? The cafe that you love. That's what you mean. That's like 1,000 calories straight away. You don't need that. But I didn't notice. And so I thought, yes, that sounds like a logical thing to do. So then I can just have like an apple or something at lunch and keep it light. Mm-hmm. Chimp all the way through. Sneaky mom. God damn it. Anyway, so lunch came and I was short on time. So I did grab an apple, had an apple, but I also was a bit peckish by that point. So I had a snack, like a kind of fruit bar. You know, one of those kind of, they're not protein bars, but they're sort of made of like dates and raisins and stuff like that. So that was about 180 calories plus the apple, so 250. So I'm up to like 1,250 calories. And we're talking, this is like half 12. And then it was one of the days where I had to pick my daughter up early from nursery. So I picked her up early from nursery. And she wanted her dinner. So I made her some fish fingers. She didn't really want the fish fingers. So who ended up eating the fish fingers? Your boy, Ali Bizzle. So I had some fish fingers. And they were quite large ones, so I had a couple of those. So that's another sort of 250 calories. So I'm up to like about 1750 by now, something like that. No, not quite that much, 1600 or something like that. Bearing in mind, I also had a coffee and whatnot. And then, so I was feeling like, oh, do you know what? I've already gone over my calories for the day, bit bummed out. It's not really what I wanted to do, but I knew it was going to be a tough day, so sort of making myself feel better about it. And then later on in the evening, my wife got home. And she'd had a long day as well. And she said those words to me. Should get a takeaway. And I guess, again, like I say, with the benefit of hindsight, now thinking about it, I think my chimp had been in control the whole day. Because I went, yeah, cool, no problem. I'll order one. Bang. In it came. Demolished that. That's probably another 1,500 calories. So all told, I probably did about 3,000 calories yesterday. Complete disaster. And actually an interesting thing to think about now and analyse. Actually, when I stop and think about it, like I just said, I think my chimp was in control all day. I think he hijacked me first thing. First thing in the morning. Isn't that interesting? All throughout the day, perhaps at no point in the day was I ever in control. It was always my chimp. And I didn't notice that I wasn't in control because from the moment my eyes woke up, it was a chimp day. Interesting. Do you reckon that's another tactic? We have to look out for that. Anyway, so this week I want to step on the scales on the weigh-in day and be 16 stone 10. That's what I want to achieve. Last week's weigh-in was an absolute unmitigated disaster. But I'm fairly sure that it was an anomaly. I think I was carrying a lot of water weight and it was something that had gone a bit wrong because there's no way that I put on all that weight. It was 17 stone 2 last week when I was under 16 stone the week before that. So I just don't think that's right. So I've been really, really mindful of it this week, apart from yesterday, apparently. And 16 stone 10 is my goal. Can I step on the scales in a couple of days' time and be 16 stone 10? It's all going to come down today, and it's all going to come down to tomorrow. So wish me luck, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 120... 5. Sorry, I had to check my notes.